Welcome in, everybody. Chris Landry here with a look at this Pittsburgh Steelers-Seattle Seahawks matchup. It has the Seahawks as a 3.5-point favorite. The total at 41, computer model, as the Seahawks are winning at a 55% clip, laying 3.5. The Steelers are 8-7, 3-3 on the road. They're 8-7 against the spread, 3-3 on the road against the spread. They are 5-5 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. The Seahawks are 8-7. 5-2 at home. They are 7-6-2 against the spread. 2-4-1 at home against the spread. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They're 4-4-2 against the spread in their last 10. the money line has the Seahawks at -155 and the Steelers at +130. The Steelers and the Seahawks are, look, the Steelers handled the Bengals in week 16 to climb into the number 6 position in the playoff standings. The Seahawks came from behind to beat the Titans and to move into the number 7 position in the NFC playoff standings. So the biggest question heading into this matchup is Kenny Pickett's availability. But the way Mason Rudolph played, I think they feel at least comfortable they can put an offense that can be more productive than it has been. And I don't know if they can replicate what they did against Cincinnati, but you know, Mason Rudolph's good performance against the Bengals might make the Bengals be a little more conservative. The Seahawks have been up and down, but they're at home here. The defense is good, just like Pittsburgh's. The offense has got some issues as well. The health at quarterback is the biggest problem or the biggest question mark for Seattle. I like Seattle's ability to run the football. I like their potential a little bit more offensively. You know, 3.5 points is, I think this is about a 3-point game. So I think if you can get 3.5, I'd consider Pittsburgh. But I think the Steelers rebounded against a division opponent last week. I don't think that's sustainable. I think Seattle's a better team. Not by much, but I think they're better. They're at home. I'm thinking Seattle in this matchup, although if the points get 3.5 to 4, you might want to consider taking the points. But I think the Seahawks win this one at home. Chris Landry here with a look at this Los Angeles Chargers-Denver Bronco matchup that has the Broncos as a 5.5-point favorite in this one. Tough loss for Denver against New England this past weekend that really puts a big-time crimp in the playoff hopes. The total's 38.5. The Chargers are 5-10. Obviously, new regime, going to have changes there coming. They're 3-4 on the road. 5-9-1 against the spread. 3-4 on the road against the spread. The Chargers are 3-7 in their last 10. 4-6 against the spread. The Broncos are 7-8. They're 4-4 at home. They are 5-9-1 against the spread, 3-5-0 at home against the spread. They're 6-4 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. Now, we'll say this, people that think that the Chargers are going to mail it in, teams in the NFL don't usually mail it in, okay? You've got players, coaches trying to fight for their jobs. If you got a dead man walking situation like in Washington, that sometimes can be problematic. But when you make a coaching change, you got coaches trying to at least maybe save their job as an assistant for the new coach coming in. Players, their resumes, their tape. So don't expect a team like the Chargers to lie down. In fact, they played pretty well last week under a new head coach. The Broncos on the money line are -270. The Chargers at +220. The Chargers put up a fight last week. Without Justin Herbert, Easton Stick played very well. The Broncos' battle with the Patriots, as I mentioned, did not go well. They've been playing better after a rough start, but that hole that they've dug themselves in left them no margin for error. Russell Wilson, not at an elite level by any stretch. A strong running game in the defense and some deep ball shots to Cortland Sutton have been all that they've needed to be second place in the AFC West and within striking distance of a playoff spot if things break right. But despite being the better team, the Broncos covering 6 points is a little rich. Chargers, I expect them to play hard, play well. That's why I said it off the bat. I think 6 points, 5.5 points, I'm taking the points in the Chargers here. There's not a lot of difference between the two. Yeah, I think the Broncos are better. I think they should win the game in Denver. But if I had to pick this game, I would take the points in the Chargers. Chris Landry here with a look at this Cincinnati Bengals Kansas City Chiefs matchup. Chiefs coming off the disappointing and poorly performing offense against the Raiders on Christmas Day, losing. The Chiefs still 7.5 point favorite to the Bengals. Getting hammered by the Steelers was not an impressive performance after they had been playing well under Jake Browning. 7.5 is where we are at the point spread at the time of the taping. 45.5 is the total at the time. The Bengals are 8-7. They're 3-4 on the road. They are 6-7-2 against the spread. 3-4 on the road against the spread. 6-4 in their last 10. 5-4-1 against the spread in their last 10. The Chiefs are 9-6. 3-4 at home. They are 7-8 against the spread. 3-4 at home against the spread. 5-5 in their last 10, 4-6 against the spread in the last 10 are the Chiefs. The Chiefs are minus 380 on the money line. The Bengals plus 300. The Bengals blew a big opportunity in an ugly loss to the Steelers. They dropped behind Pittsburgh after a head-to-head sweep and are on the outside looking in terms of the playoffs, and probably it's going to cause them to miss it. They'll face a Chiefs squad that still has a lot to play for, despite losing to the Raiders on Monday. They've stumbled out of the gate, but they're going to win the West. They beat the Patriots in less than impressive fashion last week and then struggled in their loss to the Raiders on Christmas Day. You know, they lost three of the previous four games. Jake Browning, again, is kind of fell back to earth against the pressure of the Chiefs defense. I don't think he's going to respond. I think the Chiefs will respond in this game. They're at home, and obviously they're facing a Cincinnati team that's not playing well enough on defense to control the way the Raiders were able to do. Chiefs have got some problems, but they take care of business here. They win this, and I think they probably cover the 7.5, quite frankly.